bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. I always get looked at like, dude, why are you taking so long? Why aren't you ready? Why? It's part of the going and go, right? You gotta just go, and then you start moving, and you don't stop till 6 o'clock. Every single time that I've come in early or Tori's remote or something, and I decide to come in and sit in here early, I end up having the music turned down or the sound turned down. And then they're looking at me like, you know, the theme stopped and you're going already. And I'll just forget. So rather than do that, I come in with like a minute. I think I do it almost every day. A minute and 23 seconds left to go. And I have just enough time to plug this in, put that over there, plug my headphones in, turn this up, and then I'm done. Because for me, habit is like more important, like taking time and going through the steps. Do I always get the steps right? No. But going through the steps helps me remember all the things that I do. And going through the steps helps me remember this is why this is important, right? Because not everybody likes change. Not everybody likes to do things different, or they find fault in change. They find issues, not because they have an issue with the change. They have an issue either with the institution or with the person. And I think when a person is forthcoming, and I've been accused of being too direct, which I don't really understand what that is. I've been accused by my tone of being overbearing, or what's the word? Not overbearing. Mean. Mean. And so many times I have to stop and take a step back and understand where people are coming from. Now, some people are coming from places where I just disagree. And we seem to have this thing in the black community that we can't disagree. That everybody has to be on one page. That everybody has to look alike, be alike, talk alike, walk alike, all that stuff. Now, when you think about the institutions where black people bash the crap out of people that are the same race and ethnicity, African American, it's voting. If you don't toe the Democrat line 110%, people will basically rip your eyeballs out and tear your head off your shoulders and throw it into a trash compactor. I was thinking shredder, but that might have been a little bit too much for your mind. And so as I'm doing show prep, I just read constantly. I listen to the radio constantly, 24 hours a day. I listen to business. I listen to news. I listen to news updates. I listen to everything. I listen to CNN, Fox, whatever network, ABC, whatever network is playing news. I go from one to the other, to the other, to the other. And you start to see a pattern of stories and a pattern of the way that they present stories. And so when there's an assumption that when things are black, they have to be left-leaning, Democrat-leaning. They can never, ever espouse something that's religious or even Christian. You can be religious as long as you're not Christian. And then you get bashed and talked about and, you know, called all sorts of names and things like that, which is kind of okay. If you've been doing it for 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years, what's another day? What's another minute? But it's like people woke up and they're finding new ways to trash people. TheRoot.com has a story published today by Angela Johnson. Church starts taking offerings via credit card, Apple Pay, and black Twitter erupts. Some thinks it's easier when you don't have cash on hand. Others believe it's all one big money grab. The article goes like this. If you grew up in church, you know that when the collection plate comes around, it's time to dig deep into your heart and your wallet to make a cash contribution. Or, might I add, it's a time for reflection, recognizing what Scripture says about giving, and decide whether or not you're going to tithe or give an offering. So for you to generalize and make this just the collection plate, you miss the point of giving. But as carrying cash has become a lot less common, churches are trying to meet members where they are. Now, a post on X of church members using a credit card reader to make donations has a lot of people talking. I've never seen a credit card reader in a church. I'm sure some people have it to pay for stuff. I'm sure if you want to buy paraphernalia, stuff like that, and they have a for-profit part of their church, they have to do that to keep it separate. But I digress. The article goes on to say the April 5th post tagged, "This church has been receiving backlash after footage leaked." It leaks now? "Of them accepting offerings by credit card shows churchgoers using Apple, Google Pay on devices and pulling out their credit cards," which were probably debit cards, "as the offering machines passed. The location of the church hasn't been revealed, but the post has received over 1 million views and has left viewers divided on whether or not it's okay to tap and go your tithe." How about it's none of your business? How about every time something about the church comes up, you start acting foolish and want to get upset about something that, one, you don't attend, you don't go, and you don't know anything about? So keep your opinion, right, out in the public where, you know, you can say what you want and do what you want, go where you want to go. But I'm speaking for Christian folk. We don't care what you think. Some commenters, this is the article again, thought the idea of a church having a credit card option was way more convenient than worrying about keeping cash on hand for their Sunday offering. Now, you and I both know most people carry debit cards and or a credit card. So for you to make the assumption that it's just a credit card is like people are going into debt for church. Do some people? Sure. They also go into debt for trips around the world they can't afford. They go into debt for cars they can't afford, houses they can't afford. I guess that's okay. You can give your money to a bank. God forbid if you actually give it to the church. And most of the people complaining have no idea what tithing is for and why you would tithe. But I digress. Others point out that automated donations are nothing new, as many churches and nonprofits use like Tithely and Giftlify to make giving easier for congregants and bookkeeping easier for church. The problem isn't the credit card machine. This is what some commenter wrote. It's publicly passing it around to shame or guilt people into tithing. They should have a few tablets and cash boxes in the back. Keep it optional. It is optional. Who's the knuckle brain? Yes, I didn't call somebody an idiot or stupid. I said knuckle brain. Who's the knuckle brain? I don't even know what a knuckle brain is. Who's a knuckle brain? Who sits here and says you're trying to guilt people? I have never been guilted into giving a dime to anybody for any reason in church. And if you are, you're probably in the wrong church. You're in the wrong church. You're not going to make me give a dime. I'm going to give it because I want to give it. And if your constitution, if your heart, if your soul, if your mind isn't strong enough, don't go. But there are still some who are skeptical about the idea of using credit cards at the collection plate, pointing the finger at megachurches they believe see Sunday service as one big money grab. One commentator wrote, and that's exactly why I don't do the church thing. They're all in it for the money. Joel Osteen and Kenneth Copeland are perfect examples that it's all for the money. And here's the weird part about it. Did any of these people ever go to a church, give, and then check to see what they gave the money to, check the budget? Check anything. No, they didn't. Because it's easier to complain and be a keyboard warrior on social media to talk about something you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I don't even think anybody could tell me, I'm being a little facetious when I say this, what tithing is actually for in a church or synagogue or a mosque. What is tithing actually for? What does it even mean? Why do you give it? And what's the difference between a tithe and an offering? Because most people can't tell you. All they want to do is complain because they hate the church. Well, I'm sorry to help you. I'm here to stand up for it. And if you don't like it, 833-212-1017. You tell me why people shouldn't tithe. You tell me why people shouldn't give to something they care about. You tell me why people shouldn't share with an organization that then will share with others. But that's the problem. I believe you forgot what got you here because you moved away from church and now you like living your life the way you want to live it. But every now and then, God will give you a smack back to help you remember and realize. But when it comes to giving, especially with other people, that's none of your business. You can have a great idea, great words on how you hate it and what you don't like, but it's almost embarrassing to listen to people complain about something they don't even understand. That's why I don't give. I'm pretty sure. Watch this. You ready? You could go to a church for a year and never give, and nobody would notice. And actually, nobody would care. So that's probably why you don't go to church. Most people say they don't go because it's a hypocrite. Well, that's where you belong. world is full of hypocrites, and so is church. If you're looking for perfection, you should probably die. Everything will be perfect after that. So at some point, what is your expectation? What are you looking for when you say, I don't go to church? Or what are you avoiding? Three suggestions for you. For all you naysayers who hate church and hate giving and hate doing things and just hate, but yet when somebody turns it against you or doesn't like you or your lifestyle or what you're doing, all of a sudden, oh my God, you're not diverse. You're not inclusive. Church was never inclusive, ever. It is not. And that's just how life is. But I got three suggestions for you. It's pretty easy, pretty simple. When you try to find it, this will be the title of the hour. This will be the title in the podcast, so you ain't got to look at it. If somebody got an issue with what I'm saying, 833-212-101 saying, I'd love to hear it. Three simple things. Don't go. Don't give. And don't talk.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, want to talk to you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There's lots of buzz surrounding the draft. It's going on right now. They're, last I saw, they were in a 36, number 36. I don't think they were in still round one or what all that stuff going on, but you won't see drafts seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick because right now you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can make your unique home through seamless customizations. I mean, think about that. It doesn't matter if you have a new house, an old house. They can take your house, add windows, add doors. You won't even notice they were new. It'll look like they were there from the very beginning. Certain restrictions apply, and the deal ends April 30th. Today is April 8th. So you got, you know, 20-some-odd days, 22 days, 21 days, all that, how you, depending on how you count. So place your free in-home consultation. You ain't got to pay nothing. You ain't got to do nothing. They will come to you. All you got to do is go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. During my Dr. Ken's Truth, I was talking about tithing, and people always talk about they hate the church, and you know. And sometimes I just want to ask people why. Like, what happened to you that you just hate something so much? I believe, this is me, the non-licensed, non-trained, I think I've only taken like two or three psychology courses in my entire life. I believe that people like to hold on to trauma. And I don't like using the word trauma because now everything is trauma. Oh, it's trauma. Oh, it's trauma. Everybody got issues. Everybody got problems. What are you doing? Once people understand that certain things that happen in your life are called life, it's not trauma. Traumatic scene for me is something that you can't get over and you struggle with every day. That's trauma. Trauma? Because somebody hurt your feelings? That's not trauma. Trauma that you hold on to for so long that it starts to wear you out, that's traumatic. And so when things happen to, oh, they were traumatized. Yes, they were. Are they traumatized to the point where it'll ruin their life? See, here's my thing. Once you get over a certain age, trauma should not be a word used regarding you. It was traumatic for me. You 60-something years old. You better suck it up and move on. Get over it. But then things can happen earlier in life, like in your 30s, that will cause you to live through it and be a much stronger, more resilient person. But then there are other things that can happen to you as a child that will cause you to actually be traumatized. The girl that got bit by the dog at Mayfair, she's gonna be traumatized. But it depends on how it happened. Was she around the dog? All that, right? Regardless of that, she'll probably be a little squeamish around dogs or dogs that look like the one that bit her, that kind of thing. I see that as trauma. Becoming homeless when you're in your 40s because you didn't pay your bills and you went out partying and now you're traumatized because you're homeless, I don't think so. And we're not lumping all homeless people together in one group either. Some people are homeless because of unfortunate circumstances. Some people are homeless because they caused it themselves. And then some people are homeless because they choose to be homeless. But we have such a group mentality, we just treat everybody the same. We do the same thing with church. Yeah, they're all the same. They all charlatans. They all steal stuff. You got to remember, in some cases, the pastor's job, that's all they have. That's all they do. And the government allows for certain things because that's what you do. And because we have freedom of religion and freedom of expression, which includes religion, there are certain things they can do and certain privileges they have that some of us don't. Now, if you want the privilege, be a preacher. If you don't, don't. But don't complain about it. Don't complain about rich people who are billionaires. Ho, 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 ho. Look at Elon Musk. He lost $150 billion. Right. He's only got 300 left over. Like, really? What's the number you get to that you have in terms of income where things just stop impacting you? They just stop. Like when you wake up tomorrow, I want to be in a place where I look at Glenn and go, hey, Glenn, you know, man, we should do our show from the Vatican tomorrow. Let's go to Rome. Leave here, get on an airplane, get a visa, get a passport, boop, and we're in Rome. And 24 hours from now at 4:25 in the afternoon, we're doing a show live from Rome. That means you have money you don't have to really think about. For me, that'll get me to Chicago. Hey, I think I'll go to Chicago. And then I get on a plane and poof. If you fly to Chicago, you're in trouble anyway. An hour and a half later, you're in Chicago. Right? Like, what do you use as your barometer or your measure for success? Well, for the church, it's membership. And a number of other things. But as populations change and grow, the technology grows too. So you're actually beefing about somebody using Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or Apple Pay to pay a tithe or give an offering? Dumb. Dumb. No, I'm not calling the person dumb. I'm saying what they think is dumb. While I'm fully admitting I said some dumb things and done some dumb things too. 833-212-1017. Do you agree that churches are just here to steal your money? Or are there some good, phenomenal ministries out there? Because I have one. I also have haters of the church I go to. I mean, straight haters. Sitting there, I heard they got this and that and this and that. And I said, really? Yep, they got this and that. And I was like, oh my God, really? Yeah, because I don't know, since 1996, which would make it what? 30 years? And I ain't never seen that. I heard they got cash machines in that church. And when you want to give, you could go to the cash machine and get cash out and give it. Really? Oh, wow. I've never, ever, ever been in a church in my entire life. And I've been in churches in multiple states of the union. Arizona, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, New York, D.C., California, Seattle, Washington. But I ain't never seen a cash machine. Black and white churches. But when people get it in their mind, and the weird part about it, the person was talking to about the church that I attended for the last 30 years. Oh, they got cash machines? Really? Oh, wow. That's amazing. You know what's really amazing about it? Yeah, they don't have any cash machines. Idiocy. Stealing money. I always want to blame. Who are the first two things people blame when something go wrong? Black people and church. That's amazing. The one thing we had during and after slavery that gave us most of the intellect, the education, the wisdom, the fight, the resilience to be where we are today, we trash it because we believe we've come of age and we don't need that. And that's what scares me about this current generation who believes they don't need church. Because what's going to happen is when there's not that gathering place and they've shut down all these other entities of yours, and if you think HBCUs are not on the list, you better guess again. You think Hispanic-serving institutions aren't on the list, you better guess again. It's coming. And I hope the words ring in your ears about all those people who cling to their guns and religion when they come in your house. Put your gun down and keep the words, oh God, out of your vocabulary. 833-212-1017 is the number. James, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Good afternoon, Dr. Ken. I have a question. Start out with a question first. Do you believe right now, I'm going to say what a little bit we know about the Bible, because I don't think nobody knows it all, but
right.
You believe we live in the New Testament times or Old Testament times, according to what little bit we know about the Bible?
New Testament times.
Okay, New Testament times. So the New Testament times, what do you think the scripture, give not gradually or of necessity, for the Lord loves a cheerful giver?
Right.
Where do you think that fits in our life right now today? How does that apply to us today, you think, in your opinion?
I can only speak for me.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I separate giving of a tithe from, let me rephrase that. I separate giving from tithing.
Okay.
Tithing is you give your 10% for the upkeep of the church. And that if you do, you trust that pastor or that deacon board or whatever to use it judiciously and efficiently, so that they can take care of the upkeep of the church. Now, if you go there and you take advantage of parking, you take advantage of using a bathroom, you take advantage of the pews, I would think you would want the upkeep of that to continue. And in order for it to continue, if people follow scripture of the Christian Bible, it says God would want you to tithe 10% of your gross. That's it. That's a request. You're not obligated. It's a request. If you don't, the world's not going to fall in and, you know, you're not going to turn upside down and turn into a pumpkin. But when it comes to giving, that's the over and above. We want to go help homeless people. We want to go minister to people that are in prison who have turned their life over and now they want to hear the word. And, you know, we got to pay for your car or we got to pay for your gas. Giving over and above. That's where God says he loves a cheerful giver. If you feel like you want to give to that, give. But if you're giving begrudgingly, well, everybody else giving for the birthday, I guess I'll give. Don't give.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give.
Right. It's in vain. It's in vain in that case.
Right.
So let me ask you a question. Back in Malachi then, what was the purpose of the tithing? What was the purpose of the tithing back then?
Because that's what they were told to do, because you lived under the law. The law said to give.
It says, hold on, let me get it right. I had the way the scripture go. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Would a man rob God?
Would a man rob God? Okay. Would it be meat in my house?
Right. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saying the Lord of hosts, that I will
give
you a blessing.
So,
Right. But remember, living under the law is tit for tat. You give this, I do that. That's how God operated. You do this, I'm going to do that. You do this, I'm going to do that. Tit for tat. You lived under the law. You follow the law, you're blessed. You don't follow the law.
That's a Mosaic law, yes.
Right.
No forgiveness or nothing like
correct.
That.
Correct. Right. Now we live under grace.
Okay. So, but back then, wasn't tithes brought to the storehouse where nobody had
correct.
Any want for need?
Correct.
Meaning that if you brought your wheat and I brought my corn.
And you need some corn and the other guy needs some wheat, y'all just trade it. Right.
Right. Right. So do you think it's still that way with the church like right now today when you say meet my house, meaning that? I'm going to give you a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's at least one. So I'm not going to bash the church because everybody that's called, that say they were called, not called, we know that already.
That is true.
Everybody say they're preachers, not a preacher already.
Correct.
I know that already too, without a doubt. So I guess my thing is this. When it comes to the church, right, I guess I'm wondering, like, you know, they give away a lot of food and stuff like that and everything, and, mm-hmm. and a lot of times the food they give away is sometimes donated to the church and they give away whatever they do. But I guess I'm trying to see, like, when it comes to the city of Milwaukee, like, what is the church really known for in the city of Milwaukee as far as, like, the Bible tells us conform the world to the church. So I guess I'm looking at where is that being done or where is that being mm-hmm. practiced as far as conforming the world to the church. Because the church will be a body of baptized believers, not so much the building you're going to.
Right. But that's normally what people say. But scripture already, but it also says, forsake not the assembling one with another. So
right.
It's both.
And what is that for? What is that for?
Well, it's both.
Why do you do that?
It's both. So that iron can sharpen iron. So that you can learn the word and
that's
learn
right.
and grow.
That's right.
Right? So it's
that's right.
It's actually, I think people forget that it's not one or the other, it's actually both. It's you trying
yes.
to make the separation and the decision when you can actually do both. Stay at home when you feel like staying at home, come to church when you feel like coming to church. Like at some point,
mm-hmm.
it's just a base thing, but instead of me taking responsibility for it, I'm going to throw it on the church.
Okay. And so when it says not forsaking not assembling yourself, that's pretty much where, again, we go back to the iron sharpening iron.
Right.
Christian encourage each other
yeah.
to go out and continue to do the work of the Lord. Because if you're truly doing the work of the Lord, if I can use an analogy, you kind of get drained like a battery.
Right.
So we come together, get recharged again to go right back out in the hedge of highways,
correct.
Do the same work over and over again. Okay.
One of the women said it in one of the commercials with Carrie Noni. She said, you know, when we talk about your cup running over, we forget
mm-hmm,
that the cup is for us. The overflow
that's
is
right.
for everybody else. All you're doing
that's
is
right.
trying
that's
to fill
right.
your cup. The problem
that's right.
is
that's right.
we give in our community so much of our cup that we end up with nothing.
And we get bitter.
Yep.
Yeah, behind it, you know, yeah, right. Because some people don't know how to give.
Yeah.
But I will say this in closing. I'm going to let you go and let somebody else call in.
Yes, sir.
But right now today, I just think if Jesus was here right now today on the earth as he was back in the Old Testament days and walking the earth, I don't think Jesus would have, I don't know how many square foot mansion, but I definitely don't think he'd have his own airport in the back of his house where he'd land his plane and fly with his plane like Kenneth Copeland. I don't think the Lord would be rolling like that.
But if you can afford it and that's what God has blessed you with, why should I not have because you don't if I earned it? If I go to work and I earn $250,000 a year, why shouldn't I
okay.
live like I have $250,000? Like, why should I hide what I've been blessed with? I gotta walk around like a pauper.
I don't think it's a matter.
Well, I don't really think
it's a matter of hiding. Because one preacher said, I won't say his name, but one preacher said, like, the reason why I have my own plane because the Lord don't want me to fly with common folks.
Well,
that's
a numbskull right there.
Yeah.
But
I guess I look for ministers. Go ahead.
But the Bible also says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm.
That's right. That's right.
So let
that's
God
right.
so let God deal with that person.
He going to take care. You got that right.
All. That's all.
Amen.
It's just simple.
Amen.
I'm
going to say this in closing. I'm gone.
Yes, sir.
But I've come to the point, if the Lord said the same, I'll live to see tomorrow. I'll be 66 years old.
Congratulations.
And I've come to the conclusion that in life, thank you, that there's only two types of people in the world, liabilities and assets. So either, you know, you're going to add something to my life.
Come
to make
on.
It better,
yep.
Or try to take something from my life to make it. But I got to love you according to the word of God.
That's right.
So I can love you right next to me, Dr. Ken, or I can love you from across the street.
Right. But I ain't got to like you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. I love you, Dr. Kenny. Have a great day.
I love you too, brother. Take care. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got Al, I got Winky, I got Joe, I got all these people holding on. Talking text line is blowing up. We'll be right back. 833-212-1017 is the number. What is church to you?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You know what makes you beautiful? I'll do anything for you that I never done before. Don't you know that you're beautiful? I'll do anything for you like I've never loved before. Let me notice your truth right now. Let me into your heart somehow. I'll make you feel beautiful.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tune in to the award-winning 1017 The Truth Community Spotlight tomorrow. That was today? I don't know. When is it? Because one is crossed out and it say 8 and then 7. So it's a repeating series. Okay. Tune in to what... The award-winning 1017 The Truth Community Spotlight tomorrow at 11:57 between The Truth with Sherwin Hughes and Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll be joined by Kwabena Collins, diversity recruiter for the city of Milwaukee. We'll discuss their upcoming career, City Hall career and resource fair. That's coming on Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at City Hall. Find out about the amazing city jobs they offer. And the great benefits as well. Again, so that's Community Spotlight tomorrow, 11:57 on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And if it's not there, just go to City Hall Thursday from 10 a.m. till 2, 200 West Wells, and look at the East Wells, and look at the amazing city jobs they offer and the great benefits they have as well. 833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hey, good evening. And first thing I want to say to everybody is follow your faith. For me, I'm not really a big fan of it because from what I saw a lot of faith and a lot of fear. So when I talk to people, I talk from my heart. Well, when I ask them something, the first thing they say, well, God said. I say, well, what do you say? I hear from your heart. Not what somebody told you or what the scriptures say. So when I talk to
but
people,
isn't
I said,
the whole
I'm
point of having
Al
faith
says.
is following that if you're a Christian and you follow scripture, then you reference how you live and what you believe and what you do based on scripture. So for you to ask somebody to tell them what they think, it's a little insulting because you're like stepping on their faith.
Well, I'm not trying to step on their
faith. But that's
faith,
what you're but doing. But that's means, what, wait.
Okay,
you say but that's what you're doing.
Okay, well, if it is, my apologies, but it means more
too
when
late.
You speak from your heart. Okay, well,
you don't get
to
tell somebody
that.
Else how they speak in their heart, Al. You don't get to judge somebody and tell them, I want to know what you
I'm
mean,
not judging
not what
anybody.
You just did. Really?
So, like, prime example, when a person asks me, I said, I'm going to speak to you from my heart.
Okay.
Because this is what Al say.
Okay.
Not what anybody else say. That's what I say.
Right.
And I tell people, you don't have to be this or that to be a good person. Just do from your heart.
But that's what you believe,
well,
Al. What if somebody else believes something different, that they believe that everything that they believe according to scripture? Who are you to tell somebody what they need to do?
And that is wonderful. But what I'm trying to get, get people to understand is to be an independent thinker. So when somebody
what makes you
say,
think
well,
people
you
that go to church
me?
Are not independent thinkers? Like, why are you... piling all this stuff. You just don't like church. Say so.
Well, it doesn't have nothing. Well, it has nothing new
like
about not liking
but
it.
But that's what it sounds
no,
like.
No, it's just with, well, it might sound like a tomatoes, tomatoes, but we're just having a dialogue.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm about independent thinking, and I'm about you
but time
believing
out, time
in
out.
Yourself.
When you say that, you're inferring that people that believe in Christianity are not independent thinkers. That's insulting to me because I'm a Christian and I'm an independent thinker. You're wrong.
So, well, okay, so, well, maybe you. But
oh,
all
wow,
I'm saying
Al, people, really? So you get to bash all Christians, but when one of them challenges
I'm
say,
not bashing nobody.
Yes, you did. But go ahead. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is when I speak to people, I said, I'm going to tell you what Al said, or they tell me, well, you have to live. No, I don't have to live by nothing. Or they say, well, you have to be obedient. I say the only thing that's obedient is animals, not humans, because you hold the master key to your life. And you and those copyrights are for you.
And what
and
if they
say,
believe
well,
that
so,
God holds the master key to their life? Then what?
Well, then they can continue to wait all
okay.
their life.
All right.
But when you look at other groups, they're getting their heaven now. Your other people are waiting to death, and that's the problem.
Oh, well,
right,
that's your problem.
Good day.
Thank you, sir. Really? Wow. Interesting.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Winky Blue, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Doc.
Why you always call right before the end of the hour, and then I'm crunched, and then you get mad? When I listen to you call everybody else's show, it's in the middle of their show, 15 minutes after the hour, bottom of the hour.
Dr. Ken.
What's up with that, man? Why
Dr.
you always Ken. Call at the end, argue with me, and then hang up?
Because this is about the time that my occupation comes to an end.
I figured that.
When I call those other people, usually I'm moving, and I got time to do that.
So you be lollygagging during the day listening to Sherwin. Is that it?
No, I call that cat. It's going break time about 11 o'clock. I call him about 11 o'clock, and he's really frightened of me. He's really afraid of me. He doesn't like the challenge. And I'm like a gnat, he just keeps, fanning me away.
That is true.
Because he's really frightened of me, But anyways, that's not why I called. I called about the religious
yes,
the religious aspect of it. Now, one thing you were talking about, the tithing, and I've been on hold that long. The tithing were for the Levites, man, the priests, okay? They weren't given any land. They didn't have any inheritance. The only inheritance that they had were through priesthood. So they were the priests, and that's where the 10% was given. Now, one thing about white people, I hear people talk about, the Bible is for white people, and all of it. I mean, it was given to us, and it's not ours. Well, white people all across the country, as a matter of fact, around the whole round world, celebrate on Sunday Christianity, white folk. And they bring in millions upon millions of dollars. If we took the little millions that we get in the black church and put them all together, it wouldn't amount to a real huge.
So Winky. So you're actually
yes.
bashing black people as it relates to what they give in church to?
No, I'm not. I'm finna get to a point. If white folk is following this religion that was supposedly forced upon us, okay? They're following it by mass amount. And it seemed to be working for them, Dr. King. Where in the world have we gotten off the train? Why are we giving our religion away? Because if you read the Bible, you'll find that the Cushites, Hamites, the words Ethiopia
right.
and Cush and Cushite is mentioned over 700 times in the Bible, okay? Ethiopia is mentioned about 70 times. The Ethiopians and the Ethiopians. Anyway.
You got about a minute.
I just want to say that is, huh?
You got about a minute.
Okay. That's given to the priesthood. And this is one thing I want to say, that the preacher, if he's doing his job, is supposed to counsel our depraved, marry our couples, visit our widows and sick and shut in.
Right.
Christian and our children, then turn around and bury our dead. And anything we do for him, it's a waste. See, black people and I love black folk, man, but we have become saboteurs, and we sabotage everything. White, when you remove God out of the equation, you remove morality out of it. There's no, it's every man for himself. Every man is doing what's right in his own sight, and that's what's happening right now. There's no king in the land. You know, I got to go, man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got calls holding. We're going to get to them after the top of the hour. We got talking text line. I don't even want to know how much they hollering at me. Yep, I got a whole bunch of stuff coming up. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 will be coming up. Calls, talking texts, and, of course, Truth Nation.